Mystery Starlight Show. Another week went by, and always says, oh my gosh, this is incredible. Time flies, especially when you are a doctor, to tell you what. Radio, television, conferences, preparing courses, dealing with millions of emails, mail coming through the regular mail, and then oh my gosh, when does it end? Guess what? It does not. Sad enough, it looks like if I will have to raise my price again, trying to push you away, because I'm having so much work to do, and I'm so behind in fulfilling my commitment to all of those who have invested in me for a full life reading. First of all, let me apologize. You know, I really want to give you my best. And as I said earlier, I raised my price $100 trying to stop the flow. This doesn't do nothing. I'm still getting more orders every day. So I have to raise it to the top. So hopefully this time it will work and people will not order anymore, so I can make more progress in fulfilling my commitment to you. So be patient. As I said, some people call, some emails, and I'm always saying, you did not order a bag of potatoes that you can get in your local food store. You did order a piece of the divine, and I can only do 2 or 3 readings a day. So if you're in a hurry, guess what? Email me, call me, get rid of your order, ask for a refund, but you will not. And I will not let no one rush me to do a bad job for you. And I want to take this opportunity to all of you who have ordered things from me to thank you. And please be patient. I will get to you when the universe decides it's your turn. You have lived your life without me up to today. I'm sure you could stay another 2 or 3 months or 4 months or 6 months, whatever it's going to take for me to get to you. All right. Now, as you know, I hope you do. If you don't, go to my website. My new healing room is finally up and running. This place is busy. I have people flying from all over the place for healing. These people have tried all they could to fix their problem, their phobia, their fears, their disease. Nothing has worked, so why not try and Dr. Cherry? And apparently, they talk to their friends or family member. The next thing you know, it's like any of my readings. It's the real thing. Let's go and see him. So I would have to do something with that too. All right. Now, also in my healing room, there is a couple of links that tells you about my crystals. And many of you have already ordered some of those crystals. Remember, they are not just regular crystals. You can go anywhere and buy rocks on the internet or in your local store. Okay. You are dealing with rocks that will be magnetized and turned into talismans. That means if, for example, you're looking for love and you have knocked down the seat of attraction between human beings because you're being negative, because you suffered some sickness or you got some phobias, all your magnetism has gone through the windows. And if you have a very low self-esteem and you don't love yourself, well, chances are it'll be practically impossible for you to attract true love. So you hang in there, okay? You have the hanging man on my astro tarot. That means waiting for a miracle to happen. Well, maybe my crystals are the miracles. So if you need more Venus, more love in your chart, then I will magnetize this crystal when that planet is rising. Of course, I cannot tell you exactly how I'm going to do it, but that rock will become a little bit more than a rock when you get it. He'll be loaded with the energy. And remember, everything around you is about energy. With energy that is missing in your profile, in your chart, in your UCI, that stops you find love or find happiness or even money for that matter. Okay? I know talismans have incredible powers. If you need more vitality to go and exercise or take the dog out or do some work around the house, and you can get off your bed, chances are Mars, the planet of action that drives your energy and the building principle is not preeminent anymore in your chart. So you need a boost from Mars, the red planet, so that you get enough energy. Maybe if you are a woman and your boyfriend or your husband for some reason does not perform, chances are Mars is also a little bit weak in the chart. And he'd rather watch CNN and fall asleep next to you than show you how much he loves you, right? Hey, let's be honest. You know me. I'm direct. I don't have to hide anything, and I'm sure you're all adults out there listening to me. So I always teach my students that any disease, any problems, any ailment that you have are coming from a blockage. The blockage, sad enough, could be coming from a disease, phobias, or anything else for that matter, that neutralize that energy that can bring you what you're looking for. And that's what my talismans are all about. As I said last time, go to that banner on my website. It says Dr. Terry New Healing Room right there on my homepage. Take the time to look at each one of these rocks. Let those crystals speak to you. Look at them. The color, the size, the shape, whatever. It doesn't matter. Let that little voice inside of you that will never lie to you make the pick about this rock, because that is the energy that you need. Once you have made the pick, then email me, and most of all, please follow the regulations. You know, you have a form to fill up, so I will know exactly what it is that is missing in your chart. Excuse me, I don't have any cough button here. Anyway, and once you have filled up the form, send it to me and make your pick. Then I will tell you what the rock is all about, and I will tell you the price. Because anything can range from $50 to thousands of dollars. And I need you to work with me. I am not going to fix you, make you win the lottery, become healthy, and save hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not your life, in 5 minutes. That's the difference between my rocks, my clothes, and any other crystals. Right? And what you have is your intuition. It's all on my site for you to pick and fill up this form to help me to pinpoint out that energy that is missing and leave the rest to me. And I will take good care of you, as I always promise. Okay? All right. Now, what I'm going to do, I have the stars that are right above our head right now. And what I'm going to do is to go through each one of those stars and explain a little bit how they are affecting psyche. Remember, your brain is nothing else than a computer. Okay? Your brain is a piece of meat. There's no difference, by the way, between the brain of Einstein, a killer mind, or yours. Same size, same weight, same density, same wiring. What's different is what you call the UCI, or your astrological chart. Your brain is nothing else than a computer which is reacting to the outside stimuli produced by the stars. In other words, you are related to mom and dad, brothers and your sisters, genetically only. Your DNAs are logically set on a physical manner, and that is what connects you with your very, very close family. However, rest assured, you are the biggest stranger to your brother, to your sister, to your mom, and to your dad when it comes to think, when it comes to behave, when it comes to create, because your UCI, and if you're a new listener, UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity, is totally and entirely different than yours. And this is why astropsychology is so valuable, because it pinpoints out your relationship with the divine outside of what traditional psychology or psychiatry could ever, ever be able to do. Remember, this is the fact that I know after 40 years of investigation of the human psyche and the universal mind interaction. Now, what do we have going on right now? Well, the sun is in Capricorn. Let me talk a little bit about Capricorn. Capricorn is a winter sign. So if you're born in January in the middle of the winter, of course there ain't going to be no fruits on the trees. That means, unlike a Cancer or a Leo, which is born in the middle of the summer, you will have, like the goats, a very hard trip to take, like the wind, the cold, the snow, and the ice, to get to the top of this mountain where you will finally be recognized for your accomplishment. So all of those born in the winter or Capricorn have a tough one. They are ruled by a planet called Saturn. And Saturn is called in Greek mythology the Great Malefic. And Saturn will never ever reward any of his children born in January overnight. Guess what? Saturn in return will give you an extraordinarily long life, because it is through midlife, or the latter part of your life, that Saturn's children born in January will get their reward. Okay? Saturn rules structure. Capricorn rules structure. And in a medical aspect of my work, Capricorn rules your bones, your skeleton. It takes a very long time to build a skeleton where your entire body will rest upon. That is the job of Saturn. Saturn is a karmic sign, which means if you do something good and you work hard, you will reap the benefits. If you don't do nothing, guess what? You ain't gonna get nothing. That's Saturn. And if you, for example, take a chance on my course in Hawaii, okay? You're gonna come over there with me in June. You're gonna spend a full week where your life will be turned upside down, where you're gonna meet very spiritual and advanced people like you. A very, very rare crowd of advanced, highly advanced souls, okay? However, don't expect what you're going to learn with me in 1 week will benefit you overnight, because this structure, it will take 1 week before you build up your cosmic consciousness and the reflex. And Saturn will make sure you reap the benefits maybe within 2 or 3 years following your course in Hawaii. It's like me. When I was in England, by the way, England is controlled by Saturn and Capricorn. Saturn is structure and politics. Again, this is why the British genius is indeed politics. When I was in England and I was at the Royal School of Music, of course, Saturn was classical music, which is a high-class snobby type of music, well-structured by geniuses like Mozart or Beethoven. Okay? When I was in England, it took me 2 years doing my scales for 6-7 hours a day, spending all my time on this piano, trying to prove to my teachers and everybody else that they were wrong. They all told me, oh my gosh, Louis, you're supposed to start playing piano at the age of 3 or 4 years old, or whatever. Guess what? 2 years. 2 years later, I graduated with high distinction from the Royal School of Music in front of 400 students. But my God, my God, instead of going out getting drunk or playing with the girls, I was banging the keyboard for 6 to 7 hours a day. And Saturn is now rewarding me. Oh, I'm not a recording artist anymore, okay? But as I said, when I go and meet one of my very famous clients in his big, huge mansion, he has a grand piano, and I sit there and I start to play classical music. That is my reward. For the rest of my life, I will know how to play piano, and it will look good for me and others looking at me. And that's what Saturn does. Saturn always, always rewards. But you have to put a lot of efforts. During those days, I was working at the Rumble Belly restaurant until 1 o'clock in the morning. Then I had to walk 1 hour or so to St. Mary's Hospital. I had no car, couldn't afford a car or bicycle for that matter. And I had to go to my second job where I was a switchboard operator, where I was spending all night sitting there. It was a hard time for me. And I still didn't make enough money. And I had to ask the doctor at St. Mary's Hospital, which was a friend of mine, to help me. And he said, okay, Louis, I have a job that nobody wants to do. Are you ready for it? I said, of course. What is it? He said, you're going to be working graveyard again, but you're going to be working at a mortuary. You heard me, at a mortuary. And I had to do that so I could pay for my schooling at the Royal School of Music. Are you talking about sacrifice? All these people listening to me playing piano wherever I go, they have absolutely no idea of the hell I went through. And Saturn is giving me all the benefits of all the pain, the tears, the fears, the trauma that I had to go through to learn how to play piano. And never forget that I touched my first piano at the age of 26 years old. 2 years later, I graduated with the highest distinction because I meant business, and I succeed. That's Saturn. That's Capricorn. Now, on the more spiritual side, Capricorn is the symbol of the goat. And of course, for your information, the Christians have chosen the head of the goat, or the sign of Capricorn, as the head of the devil, the head of evil. Why? Capricorn, on the negative aspect, represent power, which is used. Politics, people that have gathered a position of power, CEO, FCO, president, leaders of so many different branches in the human experiences, including Hitler. Hitler born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. And he misused and abused the political front of his time and ended up right on the top of his huge pyramid in the Reich in Germany. Guess what? He was so structured, so cold, so calculated, so manipulating, so freak of power that he did what he did. But remember, Saturn is a karmic planet. And that means you do something bad, he's going to wait for you around the corner. Saturn made sure the entire mountain of success that Hitler built crashed to the ground. History is my witness to what Capricorn can do on the negative side. Capricorn is well known to be so planning, so manipulating, so abusing. That's the negative Capricorn, who wants to stay on top of it all, regardless of your feelings, of your pain, of your position. Capricorn, negative Capricorn, literally do not feel anything. It's a winter sign, which is loaded with critical thinking, logic, and coldness of thinking, just as Hitler, or just as any and all scientists out there who have lost their feelings, their spiritual values, and can only deal with numbers and mathematics. You're talking about astronomers. Now, don't see yourself as a very nasty person if you're born in January, please. Because it goes the same way with every single sign of the zodiac. Okay? Capricorn can also be extraordinarily progressive and positive. Capricorn has a fish tail, which means, of course, the rebuilding of the head of the goat, the rebuilding of his witchcraft residue. That's the Capricorn that rejects naturally any form of religion. And instead, use all metaphysics through the rebuilding of his own godhead or goat head or witchcraft residue. Capricorn. Mel Gibson is a Capricorn. He climbed to the top of the mountain. He did. But he's also very religious. Now, when I said all planets are positive and negative, The same applies for the sun, Leo. Without the sun, we all die. We needed the sun to survive. Without this warmth every day, there'd be no chance for life. No fruits growing on the trees. The earth would be cold without the sun. The sun is life force number one. However, the sun can also be very negative. I live in Arizona. And trust me, in the middle of the summer here, the sun cracks the rocks open. So it is love. Leo is love. The sun is love. Loving somebody is beautiful. But if you overlove, you burn the object of love by being jealous and possessive. The same apply for every sign of the zodiac. Tonight we talked about Capricorn because we are in January. Okay? Now we also have Venus in Capricorn right now. Anybody or a child born today will be born with that Venus in Capricorn. Venus is the god of love and beauty. She also denotes your appreciation for the art, or the difference between somebody playing rap music and somebody more classy, more advanced, listening to classical music. That is basically what a Venus in a specific sign dictates. I don't think the prince or the princess of England or the king of England or any high educated, smart, wealthy, powerful people are listening to rap music. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, I'm not saying that rap music is no good. There is art in every way. But I don't vibrate myself for rap music. I listen to it sometimes. I enjoy it sometimes. But it's not my vibration. So we all are different in our own right, okay? And it's not me to judge anybody liking or not rap music or classical music. I'm just making a point how I see things through the stars. Now, Venus, being the goddess of love into the sign of Capricorn, depict that person born with a Venus position will put money, fame, and power before love, feeling, and attention. Remember, wherever this Capricorn is in your chart, you are a builder, you are cold, you are calculated, you are a manipulator if you let the negative energy get to you. This is where the word gold digger came from. People born with a Venus in Capricorn. Usually these people are very much attracted by the president of a corporation or somebody who has a position of power. And obviously, as Capricorn rules power in old age, these people will be attracted to people that are much older, that have a position that can bring them their insecurity complex, their drive for power. So Venus in Capricorn doesn't mean, again, it is a bad position. I just explained the negative aspect of the Venus in Capricorn. On the positive aspect, it is all the people around you that are falling in love with old people. This is the little girl who will spend her time with grandpa and grandma and will put her heart to make sure these old people understand the little girl loves them and takes care of them. See? It's only a perception. And you are in between, leading more towards the negative or the positive, because this is what life is all about. Positive and negative, up and down, black and white, the front, the back, God and devil. This is all there is. So I can give you so many examples of a positive Venus in Capricorn. It could be a man who is much younger and attract an older lady, which is suffocating because she doesn't have the financial resource to take care of the family. Remember, Capricorn rules the father. Capricorn rules structure, discipline. So these men take on a big and large family and a tremendous responsibility that goes with it. Venus in Capricorn is the young girl who works really hard to become at the end a champion in ice skating. Remember, Capricorn rules cold. your food, which is frozen, is under the jurisdictions of Capricorn, because Capricorn wants things to last forever. So it rules anything that is freezing. And an expression of Capricorn in the arts is ice skating, not only classical music. Imagination is yours. There is no end to understand a beautiful Venus in Capricorn or a negative Venus in Capricorn who will stumble on everybody, who will plan to make sure that the CEO spend time with her so that she will seduce him, so that she can end up with the big fat bank account and the power to punish everybody who manipulated her or abused her when she was a little secretary down the bottom on the high rise. Do I make sense for every one of you? I can feel your head saying, yes, Dr. Tree, you're right. That's all there is. Understanding the energy and the sign and your goods, and you get a good aptitude in translating those forces from the universe. Well, with Venus in Capricorn, hey, depending on where Capricorn is in your chart, Venus depicts a tremendous luck if you socialize, because Venus is love and she's going to raise your vibrations. So if you're born in July, hey, Venus is right on your seventh house of marriage and partnerships. She's right there. She's just entered there. And that means maybe your partner is going to become more loving, more caring. Maybe he's going to give you some presents. Or maybe if you're in the wrong relationships, you are going to be magnetized to someone else. Remember, the stars do their part, but your subconscious is also doing his part. So if you're in the wrong relationships, chances are that your subconscious will magnetize someone that will take care of you, that will love you, that will respect you. And that's what Venus in the seventh house does. Maybe somebody is going to give you flowers. Maybe if you're in a good relationship, an option is given to you to have a good time with your partner and rekindle your connection. Venus is always a good girl, regardless of the sign she's in. But into the sign of Capricorn, she's very calculated, she's very logical, and she's very strong. Okay? It will put her head before her heart. That's what I'm trying to say. Into the sign of Capricorn, we also have Mercury right now. Mercury is at 23 degrees, 56 seconds into the sign of Capricorn as I'm speaking to you. So, Mercury rules writing, talking, communication, structure of the world of Capricorn. So your mental process, because of this Mercury being in Capricorn, is now allowed to be more logic, more structure, and it's a good time for you to take challenges that involve a lot of the mental activity. So with Venus, with Mercury in Capricorn, let's say you wanted to take my course, or you're planning on taking my course, that Mercury in Capricorn will definitely give you all the time, all the power, all the building, all the structure to assimilate your relationship with the divine. However, Mercury, which is the critical thinking process, into the sign of Capricorn could also suffer the rigid Capricorn boundaries. And this means that your intuition will be limited. Mercury in Capricorn could easily make you miss the entire forest looking at a tree. Mercury in Capricorn are the people that need to transcribe everything they hear, because their mental process analyze every single word I say instead of letting flow. Mercury in Capricorn is a perfect position for people who wants to be involved in mechanics, engineering, people who have a drive for politics. This is where the power of communication is applied to structure and to gather a position of respect in the long run. Remember, Capricorn is the head of the goat. The advanced Capricorn will be naturally tuned to rebuild its witchcraft residue and use the fishtail of the goats by respecting our closest satellite's fluctuations, or the moon waxing and waning period. Mercury is very close to the sun. And that means an option, as the sun means light, to find the light, promote the light, establish the light, if you decide to go in that direction. The world of Capricorn has a lot to offer to every one of us. Capricorn rules the old days. Capricorn rules the skeleton, which takes such a long time to build and structure. Capricorn rules engineers. Capricorn rules scientists. Capricorn rules builders, politicians. By the world of Capricorn, there will be no structure. There would be no discipline. There will be no reward for a lot of effort, physically and spiritually, for the soul to enjoy. Capricorn has his mission. Like any other sign of the zodiac, Capricorn has his own values. Capricorn represents the government, who is doing the thinking before you think. Capricorn is the CEO on top of his huge pyramid, where he starts from the bottom, selling ice cream or working at McDonald's. And slowly but surely, after careful planning, made it all the way up to own his own chain of restaurants. That is what the promise of Capricorn is all about. And those born in January, as I said earlier, can only benefit and reap the benefits of their ruler Saturn towards midlife or the latter parts of your life. So the golden age, the old age, is when Capricorn is born again. The first part of their life is hard work. I do have many, many close friends born in January. One worked for 35 years for GM in the cold Buffalo, New York. All his life, getting up at the same time, at the same place, doing the same movement in building those cars, years after years after years after years. Capricorn is dedicated. And a lot of time they lose their sense of purpose, their sense of life, because they are so committed to make sure their family is taken care of. They'd rather work for a large corporation, or they'd rather work for the government, so that by aligning with the strength and the power, they will always have strength and power. Sad enough, lots of those kids in Iraq right now were born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. These are the kids who wanted to have the government to pay for their study, their college education. These are the parents and the kids who wanted to use Uncle Sam to pay for the study because the parents could not afford it. These are the children that were set by the Universal Mind to be wasted at war. And here you are, not knowing better, sending your child, hoping for Uncle Sam to give him a better life when Uncle Sam is literally killing them. This is fate. This is life. This is the stars. And those of you who do not know about it will have to pay the ultimate price. So understanding where Capricorn is in your chart is not only a must, but it's the area where the universe wants you to build a career. So my question to you is now, in what sign is Saturn in your chart? And what house controls the sign of Capricorn in your chart? Now, if you do not know, you do not have cosmic consciousness and you are wasting a lot of time by doing things that you're not supposed to do. The universe is not going to support you. Now, understand that Saturn is also the fear principle. If you have it into the sign of Capricorn, which is dignified, you will have the fear of not being able to get to the top of the mountain and being recognized and establish yourself in a solid career. If you have it in the sign of Pisces, you have the fear of water, the fear of going to hell, the fear of not being able to maintain your sanity. If you have it in the sign of Taurus, marriage, corporation, the bull, money, you have fear of not having enough money. That's going to affect your self-esteem. If you have it in Leo, you have the fear of never finding love or never being able to do well with your kids. If you have it in Virgo, you have the fear of not being able to do a good job for others or nurture a fear of disease. If you have it in Scorpio, you got a fear of being spy every 5 minutes and lose your privacy. Name it. Name it. And at the same time, the very fear principle induced by Saturn will force you to drown. Use that power to build it all against your fears, because that is what the universe is all about. And that's what the universe and Saturn are doing in your chart. Now remember, you have 10 planets in your chart. And each one of these planets is doing the same thing that Saturn is doing, but in a very different manner, a very different way. And that's why it's so very important for you to build your cosmic consciousness, so that you understand your relationship with the divine, and you start to go along the universal will instead of against the universal will. Now, don't think God, Allah, Buddha, or Jesus is going to take care of you. As I said many times before, if you're listening to this show, you better be sitting and have a strong seatbelt, because I do have a problem with stupidity. Jesus, Allah, and Buddha is a myth. I have done my homework last 40 years, 50 years, and I know where I'm coming from. I understand the manipulative principle of the Capricorn energy that has built the Vatican infrastructure and this U.S. government and every other government. Saturn has spoken. Saturn wants power. Saturn wants control. Saturn wants to have his position and his place in the White House. Saturn don't care about you. It is cold and calculated in every one of us. By understanding its pull and being able to balance both the positive and the negative of these planets, an option will be for you first to learn about it, pass it on to your kids, and then by integration in the future of my school and through astro psychology, political leaders, religious leaders, students and teachers alike will be finally made aware of the power of Saturn. And every other planet for that matter, giving finally birth to the new age of Aquarius, taking over the age of stupidity, ignorance, and religious poisoning that are killing people at the very moment I'm speaking to you. That's where I'm coming from again. I'm passionate, I'm real, I'm solid, I know where I'm coming from, and I want to give it all to you. But if you don't ask, you ain't gonna receive. And if I were you, I would hurry. I would not hesitate any longer in getting a reading, because soon you may not be able to get a reading from me, because I'm gonna raise my price again. That's the price I have to pay myself and yourself by being good at what I do. Because as soon as I sign the tape out, the next thing I know, the entire family is now requesting a reading. So don't think, oh, I'm going to wait. No, he's too busy right now. He's booked for the next 4 or 5 months. Because readings are coming every day, and they all come in through chronological order. So put your reading up there before I raise my price, and let it go and forget about it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the line, when the universe has decided it's your turn, you'll get that package in your mail. And then you're going to be totally, completely, and entirely blown away by my work. That's all. Hey, people. You've been doing a lot of listening here. No one has dialed a number. It's either I'm no good, you're not interested, or maybe you are mesmerized and invited to speaker listening to my work because you are regenerating with the truth. All right. We got 15 minutes. Can still keep talking, and you probably wish I would, but I still have to make myself available for anyone who wants me to investigate his Saturn in his chart. So it's your chance. Call now and let me check at your Saturn in your chart and see how this planet and how Capricorn is working through your UCI. Remember, UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. Now, the moon is in Virgo tonight. Okay, I have a caller. Caller, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name, honey?
Loretta.
Say it again.
Loretta.
Loretta? What a beautiful
yes.
name. What's your date of birth, honey?
11-12-1950.
11-12-1950. Well, you know where you are a Capricorn, honey? In your mental process,
yes.
your mind, planning, structuring, organizing. You are like old Scorpio, very, very logical, down to earth, and you combine this with an extraordinarily intuitive, spiritually inclined, and artistically oriented Scorpio. Do I make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. And this is why you can come up sometime very cutting, very direct, very straight to the point, because your mental process is so logical that you perceive the weakness on anybody. And that is the very famous sarcasm coming from the stinger of the Scorpio. Do I make sense again?
I didn't know it came from the stinger, but I do that a lot, yes.
I know. Now, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do you have any problem on your digestive tract? I know you're private, but I want to know.
Here and there.
Here and there, okay.
It comes and goes.
I see you as a perfectionist.
Yes.
Okay. And I see you very gifted in your past life with plants. My question to you is, do they die around you nowadays, or do you raise plants really good?
Oh, I have tons of plants.
Good.
Tons of plants.
Good. Plants and the green is what regenerate you, okay? Now, do you like water, or are you afraid of water?
I love water.
Good. You regenerate from the magnetic field of the earth through your dragon's head in Pisces. By the way, honey, you have the same dragon Don Edgar Casey, Madame Blavatsky, and Nostradamus, the top prophets and healers of all times.
Oh, well,
so the dragon is
good.
Very, very strong. Let me look at your Saturn. Saturn is in Virgo also, which
yes.
means many, many of your past life, you heal people with plants and with herbs. And that's why you have a gift with them. Make sense?
Yes, yes, it does, yes.
You also have a fear. Fear of not being able to do a good job. That's why you overwork yourself. And you also do too much for your friends that can easily use and abuse you in the process.
Yes.
That makes sense again? All right, now.
You have me pegged.
Let me see. Do you like animals?
I love animals. Mm-hmm.
You love animals? Good.
Yes.
Because animals are also part of your healing process. All the past life that you have with the Indians evolve around nature and around animals. So both the green plant, the natural foods, the homeopathic healing gift that you have, and all the animals that are around you are a regeneration principle that is constantly taking place in your life. Do you have any kids?
One daughter.
One daughter?
Yes.
Okay. What month was she born, if I may?
In October.
Mm-hmm. Is she religious or spiritual?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
She used to be religious, and now she's her own person and really private.
So she has grown. Okay.
Yes.
Good news. Well, Annie, I can tell you that there is some good news coming from your daughter. Okay?
Oh, there is good news.
Yeah, there is, but you might have to connect with her a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, and I see also some guilt. I know you're a private person, the one who exposed all this over here, but you need to exteriorize yourself, because sometimes people see you a little bit too cold and too detached, like you're spending too much time with your animals and not enough with people. You need more friends. You need to go out a little bit more with people.
Okay.
How about that? Any questions?
Yes. I called probably about a month ago. And right at the last, you told me that a doctor wouldn't help me.
No. Anything to do with the medical field, you have to be careful. Now, there is good doctors out there. Don't get me wrong. Understand it. If you're going to go through a surgery, you want to make sure that these doctors put you asleep. So you need chemicals if you have to go through surgery. But as I said, and always maintain that, any problems, any disease are coming from a blockage. So if you find what your blockage is all about, you have no reason to worry about any disease or visiting any doctors.
Okay. Are you talking about a blockage in the mind or in the body?
The blockage is definitely in the mind. That could be coming from your honor connection with your mother.
Okay.
You hear me now?
Yeah, but I don't really understand that part. Because of
every one of us has connection with the subconscious, and phobias are coming from mistreatment when you're a child. I always ask this question to some of my patients. Have you ever been back to the home you were raised? Yes or no?
Yes.
Now, when you were there, did you notice something? Did you notice that things were very small?
Very, very, very small.
Now, when you were a child, do you remember how things were big?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. When you have an adult, a mother, a father, or anybody that do not understand that you're a child and start to behave naturally to them, but devastatingly to you, that's where phobias are built. Everything that took place when you were a child was disproportionate. It was misplaced. It was not in the proportion you would react to as an adult. So you saw things much bigger than what they were. And anything that was said to you being oversensitive can literally destroy and hurt you very deeply for the rest of your life. And this is why I always advise people to be very careful on how they treat their children, how they speak and behave around kids. So maybe you are a victim yourself. You need to evaluate a lot of things that took place when you were a little girl. And maybe try not to do that yourself to other people or your own daughter. It's all pretty deep stuff, honey. It's very, very hard to rationalize with what I'm saying to you. But that is where the blockage is, within your psyche and within your subconscious.
Can it be with my father?
You just said it. You said it, I didn't, but you said exactly what you're supposed to say. Yes, men are much stronger. They are the father figure in the family. Men are Saturnian. They are the discipline. They are the strength. They are the alpha male in the wolf group, so to speak. They are Saturnian. They are strong. And as a child, your father had himself to go through a lot of problems. He had to take care of you. It was a very difficult time. And his family, his wife, it was very difficult. And he didn't have either the patience, the intelligence, or anything else to treat you as a child. He might not have the education for that matter. And whatever he did was disproportionate to you. And you saw it as a monster. Do I make sense?
Very much so.
So you need to reevaluate all that your dad did to you. It's very, very current for any female to be devastated by the father. And neither the child, or the female herself, or the father are aware of that situation. So I'm trying to bring a little bit more light to what happened to you and asking you to auto-analyze yourself, bring yourself, now that you are an adult, to when you were a child and try to see both sides of the coin. That would allow you to be more forgiving about what transpired in those days.
And that's what I need to do, just work through that.
Yeah, you need to do that. What you need to do better is to order a full life reading and let me send you an hypnotherapy tape for free. Remind me you're from the show and I will send you a 2 90-minute tape so I can help you to recover your subconscious. And if you fall asleep as I recover your subconscious on the other side of the tape, just assure you wake up the next day safe and sound. It's very healing my hypnotherapy by Dave Sauvray Healing. So it's either you order the two DVDs, Healing with Love, and I will throw this 90-minute tape for free, or you order a full life reading, and you still will get that tape for free. Either way, do something and start the healing process. There is millions of you out there who need that type of healing and are suffering every single day, living in the past, totally unconscious of what took place during those young days. Well, honey,
now I
thank
remember.
You for your call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good night, love. Okay. Well, you know, in my position here, three-quarter time, anybody that come here, especially female, which are naturally very emotional, very sensitive, and susceptible to phobia, are victimized by males and their father. All right, caller, what's your name?
This is Jehala.
And where are you from, Jehala?
From the mountains of Tennessee.
Tennessee. Yeah. All right, sweetheart, let me have your date of birth, please.
It's 9/20/55.
9/20/55.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can see that you got a problem with your mother.
Yeah.
I can already see that through your stars.
Yeah. It's starting to go away, though.
Yeah. Well, again, you too, you know. Yeah. Very, very, very sensitive. And then your Saturn is also close to your moon sign. Oh, my gosh.
It's what?
It's pretty difficult for you. But again, you know, it's not a matter of forgiveness. In order for you to understand what you went through, you're very private. You're very much of a perfectionist. You have ability though in philosophy and spirituality, and with discipline, you can also write. You're a good talker, either to yourself or to the world. That depends on your rest area of your chart.
Mm-hmm.
You got past life with you two with the Indians. So do you like animals and the wild and nature?
That's all I spend my time with.
Yep, that's beautiful.
Yes.
That's where you regenerate. Do you have any allergies or back problem?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that too. Okay.
Yeah, I was in a wheelchair 2.5 years ago. They said I'd never walk or groom again because I'm a dog groomer. Fooled them.
Well, yeah. Well, the tail of the dragon is in Gemini. Gemini rules your legs and your arms. And that could mean either accidents or doctor prescription that screw up your nerve, motor system. There's so many different ways, but that is very predictable in a chart such as yours.
Yeah.
However, everything with you is double, though. You probably look younger than your age, too, don't you?
Uh-huh.
People said so, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, the beauty about you is that you like to talk. And you have another beauty side about you is that sometimes you don't talk to nobody. Have you noticed that? You have two very distinct personalities.
Yes.
Okay? So there's time when you're going to talk, there's time when you're going to listen to the radio. You can
yes.
Any problem with brothers and sisters?
Oh, my sister. We've been foreigners as though we were, I don't know, we must have really had big problems in
I know,
a past
sir.
Life.
Looking at your dragon's tail in the sign of Gemini, there was brothers and sisters. See, I can see everything through your stars. You don't have to be here.
Yeah.
Well, let me mention to you that my top students were born in September, like you. All
yeah.
of those born in September regenerate with metaphysics. They have natural aptitude with high-tech computers. They are great
mm-hmm.
communicator. They are great investigator. And they are very much a humanitarian. And you have the side of the animal world because mankind has let you down a little bit.
A little?
Well, I know. But it's still a substitute, honey. You know, there is a lot of good human people out there.
Oh, I know.
Shared life with.
And a lot of times I get to the people through their pets.
I know.
To open them up to a new way of thinking rather than being stereotyped into the religions of today.
I know. You also channel with animals, though.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk to pets. You could
yeah.
really channel with them. That's
yeah.
due to all your past life with the Indians. But you know what? In so many of your past life, one of your main pastime was hunting animals and killing animals.
Whoa.
Yeah, and in
that's
this
why I'm so anti against it today, I guess.
Yeah, you have to repay your karma by doing all that you do with animals. It's all, I can see all that in your chart.
Yes.
Anyway, you definitely have the stars to become a good astropsychologist so you can understand the chart of the pet, including their health and fate. You know, animals are like human under the jurisdiction of the stars.
They're little people in fur coats.
You got that, baby. That's a good way to say it. I love it.
Yep.
I'm going to steal that from you.
Yep, little people in fur coats. I wanted to tell you, too, I listened to your radio program that you was on a couple of weeks ago in Memphis, the Memphis radio. Something was called Night Something.
You enjoyed?
I loved it.
Yeah.
And when you were telling the story about your ET experiences.
Oh, you heard all my UFO experiences?
I've had similar ones.
Oh, yes. Oh.
And what happened to your wife also happened to me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry for that. I just hope it doesn't happen to my new girlfriend.
Yes.
I don't want her to be too close to those ETs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You have that... I'm looking at your chart here. You do have a lot of potential, though. You should maybe you want to write about all that you've learned with animals. Have you thought of writing books, honey?
I have. Yes, I have.
To focus and concentrate and finish it. And start it and finish it. This is what's next for you, honey. There is an option for you to reach the masses through all that you have learned with animals. You have learned a lot of secrets, a lot of things. You know,
yeah.
And the communication with animals. A book of this nature and title will mean such a progress and even fame and wealth for you. I see that in your chart, but you've got to do things in a big way. And most of all, just discipline yourself, crystallize your thoughts, you know, do like I did when I was learning piano, mean business, and you will succeed as a writer or as a speaker for animals, either way.
Wow, okay.
All right.
But that's something I love doing anyway.
I know. So, you know, you're set by the stars to work with animals. Now you got to bring it to a much higher level, and within the next couple of years you could do so if you mean business. Your subconscious and the stars will work with you. In other words, God and the devil will become friends to bring you all your wishes. That's how it works. All right, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Well, before we come at the end of this night again, I just have a minute or so left. So I want to take, as always, this opportunity to thank the people that allow my voice to go through you, to you. Without these people, I would not be heard. These people means a lot to me, and they are part of the universal movement, which is a reflection of the new age of Aquarius in its infancy, which is slowly but surely taking over the age of ignorance, the age of Pisces, and the age of religion. All right, America, have a good night. This is Dr. Turi from The Starlight Show. See you next week. Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.